The age of visual programming languages. As online businesses tighten restrictions and squeeze its users for more irrelevant ad views, the internet stops being fun. And that is not a very good business model for anybody. There's no centralized way out of this. While these corporations don't own the content, they make the rules because they host it or serve it. And no new app or alternative website can bypass their misguided greed over other people's art. They can crush or manipulate pretty much everything, squeeze it all for an extra penny. Except for one thing, except for a programming language like Node-RED, which when combined with the browserless project can go pretty far to set content free again. The new class of visual programming languages will be even better. It will be more lightweight, and it will fit anywhere there is room for a program to run. From the visual programming user interface being directly injected into a website via web browser plugins or even content rewriting proxies, to the mobile screen, the desktop, and especially the web browser plugin. Internally, the visual programming language thinks in terms of actions and connections, such as scrape data being connected to save data. But it is really just nested data objects where the parent nodes hold the connections and children are bound to their parent via a parent property. The actions are represented by HTML and the lines drawn via an SVG element set to float in the background. The pan and zoom is just an external library that delivers a scale property to make drag and drop work when zoomed in or out. Aside from being a wonderful project to start learning programming with, it is also a project you don't have to finish. Because as you near the end and the language becomes more and more functional, you will turn right around and replace large parts of your manually written code with the now superior visual programming language itself. In a word, the visual programming language will eventually become programmed with itself. Svelte can take care of most of the grunt work, providing easy-to-read code and neat ideas like writables, and RxJS will provide a complete packet-oriented language and flow control library, known as a functional and reactive programming language. I, for one, am somewhat glad the internet is about to get more distracting, because that means the pro and the novice now have a clear reason to collaborate and can work together on making the internet a smarter and more programmable place.